Welcome to ColoradoPaint.com. Whether you are forced to move because of a job change, want to take advantage of the depressed market to find a bigger house, or need to find something smaller, selling a house in a downturn market can be extremely stressful. To eliminate stress, make a few thoughtful updates to your house before you ever put it on the market. Making these updates can help ensure a short time on the real estate market and a quick sale for you. Cabinet refinishing. It's said that kitchens and baths sell homes. A house with an old, outdated kitchen with cupboards that look like they're 20-30 years old can sit on the market for a long time, while an updated kitchen can sell a home quickly. If it's not on your budget to replace the cupboards, and who wants to do all that work in a house they won't own in a few months? Consider cabinet resurfacing. There are two types of resurfacing: cabinet refinishing and cabinet refacing. Refinishing is a cheaper option over cabinet refacing, and is usually a better option if you're looking for an improved look on a strict budget. Cabinet refinishing involves removing the doors and drawers, sanding down the existing structures, and then applying a new coat of paint or stain to change the look. This can be done by handy homeowners, but many people choose to hire a company that offers expert cabinet refinishing services. Repaint in a neutral color. If your home is full of bright, bold colors or outdated wallpaper, consider repainting before putting your house on the market. Choose a neutral beige and repaint the interior. Nearly anyone can paint successfully, just take the time to tape off any wood door frames or baseboards and make sure to use plenty of painting tarps on the floor to help ensure the paint stays on the walls and nowhere else. Take your time and realize that you may have to apply multiple coats to cover up a very dark shade. Whatever you do, however, don't paint over wallpaper. Take the time to remove it properly and the next owners will thank you. Have the carpets professionally cleaned. Even the dirtiest carpets can see a marked improvement with a professional carpet cleaning. However, don't think that a machine that you can rent at a local grocery or home improvement store will do the job. There's a big difference in the cleaning power that you'll get with one of these machines compared to the high-powered versions that professionals use. Make sure to point out any stained areas of the carpet so the cleaners can pay special attention to them. In case the stain has set, consider trying to find a remnant that's big enough for the room or offering a carpet allowance to entice potential buyers. There are many ways to deal with old and tired-looking cabinets. While the first thought one might have would be to just tear out the existing cabinets and replace them with brand new cabinetry, this may not be the best way to deal with the issue. Of course, while installing new cabinets will provide you with many options that might not be available with your present cabinets, a little investigation may reveal enough available options to make you rethink the decision of replacing your cabinets. When all options are considered, you may find that refinishing your existing cabinets may be a much better solution for many reasons. If you have priced new cabinetry lately, you have likely found that even the cost of stock cabinets at a big box home improvement center can run in the thousands of dollars. Many times, stock cabinets will not be able to be used if your existing cabinets were custom built for your home during the initial construction. If you choose to replace your cabinets with brand new custom cabinets, the cost can easily run into the tens of thousands of dollars. In addition to the cost of constructing or purchasing new cabinets, you must also consider the cost of tear out and installation of the new cabinets, plumbing costs to unhook and hook the plumbing back up, and the cost of replacing the countertops. All of these costs may cause you to end your remodeling project before it even begins. Now, if you elect to undertake a cabinet refinishing project instead, all of the above costs can be avoided if you choose. You may still choose to replace your countertops, which will also cause you to incur most, if not all, of the plumbing costs mentioned above, but again, these will be options as opposed to necessities. Refinishing your cabinets can be accomplished for just a few $100s if you have just average do-it-yourself skills and are willing to spend a little time on the project. Even if you choose to have a professional come in and do the job, it can be done for a fraction of the cost of replacing your cabinets. Take the time to evaluate the style and condition of your cabinets before you make the decision to replace them. If you are happy with the style of doors that are on your existing cabinets, there is really no need to replace them. Check the condition of your cabinet boxes, doors, and drawers. If you find that they are all in good condition and still operate smoothly, again, there is no need to have them replaced. If you purchase high-quality finished products designed to be used on cabinets, as well as professional-grade tools to do the job, and take the time necessary to allow the finishes to cure between coats, you will find that cabinet refinishing can produce results that you will be extremely happy with. Your newly refinished cabinets will not only give your kitchen that fresh and updated look you saw when you first considered your kitchen upgrade, but will save you enough money that you can provide upgrades in other areas that will make your kitchen much more functional, as well as more modern and up-to-date. Remodeling a kitchen is one of the best investments you can make when you're updating your home. Your kitchen is often the activity hub for your family, so an inviting, airy space is essential. When you're ready to sell your house, the right shelving, doors and appliances can make the difference between getting the price you want and settling for a disappointing offer. If you want to update your kitchen for any reason, consider cabinet refinishing or refacing, two relatively inexpensive ways to modernize the look and feel of your kitchen without spending a fortune. While some people will prefer to install completely new, custom features, there are many reasons to choose cabinet resurfacing. Cabinet refinishing and refacing are inexpensive. Ripping out your old shelves and drawers and replacing them with completely new boxes and doors is expensive. In fact, the typical price to replace all the wood shelves and drawers in a typical kitchen usually comes in at $15,000 or more, particularly if you choose to go with an unusual wood, customized trim, or other unique elements. Because it's so expensive, many homeowners end up having to cut corners in other areas such as countertops. If you don't want to compromise in other areas, cabinet refacing or refinishing can give you the chance to save several thousand dollars that can be invested elsewhere. In most cases, these options cost about one-third to one-quarter as much as installing new ones. The durability of older woodwork. If you have a home that's architecturally unique or features old-world style cabinetry that's still going strong, you may not want to rip it all out. Many older kitchens are extremely well built, with features like dovetail joints and smoothly gliding hardware you just can't find anywhere anymore. Why destroy something that's top quality simply to install an inferior quality product just because it's new? Homeowners who are restoring historical homes should always try to preserve structural and historical integrity rather than replace these elements. Beautiful results in less time. When you're remodeling, your house can become a hazardous area while shelves are installed, walls are painted and new countertops are put in place. Unfortunately, that means your family life could be disrupted for days or even weeks. If you gut the room and have everything new installed, it could be weeks before you're able to cook and dine in the area. Refacing, on the other hand, takes a fraction of the time of new installation, even if you choose to add some customized elements such as spice racks or slide-out drawers that will enhance your kitchen's function. In most cases, you won't have to remove the pots, pans, dishes, glasses and other items from your cabinets in order to reface them. In fact, unless you have some particularly valuable and delicate pieces, you can usually simply cover your dishes and leave them in place while the cabinet resurfacing is completed. You'll love not having to empty the kitchen only to put everything back weeks later. Cabinet resurfacing is green. We all want to do our part to save the environment, and cabinet refacing is one way to feel good about our remodeling plans. If your kitchen cupboards are still sturdy, cabinet refinishing or resurfacing is a great way to get the style you want without throwing perfectly usable kitchen shelves and drawers out in a landfill and without having more trees cut down to give your kitchen a new lease on life. 1 week without your kitchen and bathrooms? We wouldn't do that to you. Our projects on average only last 2-3 days. Needless to say, we put the pro in process. Durable paints. Fast turnover. You wouldn't want to hire a painter only to have all the paint start to peel after a week. Our paints are made to withstand heavy cleaning, scrubbing, chipping and peeling. quality finish. If you're going to pay to have your cabinets painted, they should look and feel good. No brush marks or sloppy paint roll or texture, just a factory finish coat. Kitchen cabinet refinishing. New kitchen, who dis? Update the zen feels of your kitchen while saving money. Bathroom cabinet refinishing. Taking a nice, relaxing, bubble bath and suddenly look over, only to see your ugly cabinets? We can help. RV cabinet refinishing. Snowbird or wanderlust millennial? We've got your RV cabinets covered, pun intended, in the highest quality cabinet paints. Which service should I pick? Cabinet refacing is completely different from painting and refinishing. Let's say your current cabinet doors have an arch, but you want a rectangle molding. This is cabinet refacing. Our definition of cabinet refinishing involves making the cabinet look as seamless as possible. Removing wood grain, filling in cracks, fixing imperfections, fixing brush marks, etc. Cabinet painting is just painting the cabinets. Little to no refinishing or repairing involved. We usually use lacquer for cabinet refinishing. This is guaranteed to maintain color for 10 years and be more chip resistant. For cabinet painting, we use urethane enamel. Urethane enamel is guaranteed to maintain color for 3 years and is less chip resistant. Refinished cabinets get a new look. About the project. This was a project for the property management and real estate company Better Choice Homes in Gilbert, Arizona. We work with a lot of general contractors all over the valley, and this is one of them. As you will soon see, this is a cabinet refinishing project. This means the homeowner told the general contractor they wanted the most durable cabinet paint available. Project cost $2,100. This is what the kitchen looked like before we refinished the cabinets. There wasn't very many imperfections that we had to take care of. The homeowner we were contracted to help just wanted the most durable paint we had available. We went through the entire cabinet refinishing process, making sure to sand seams and fill in gaps that often show up after being painted white. Once we were done refinishing the cabinets, the countertop guys came in and changed the counters. Please visit our site to coloradopaint.com for more information on Gilbert Cabinet Refinishing.